Now a story for a very particular group of hobbyists, stamp and record collectors in perfect harmony. In 1972, the country of Bhutan issued a set of postage stamps that you could peel off and play on a turntable. Like this recording of their national anthem. Chris May is a journalist who's written about the stamps for thevinylfactory.com. He says they were the creation of an American adventurer named Bert Todd, who fell in love with Bhutan, befriended its king, and tried to help the government raise money by issuing postage stamps.
He produced a range of sort of typical exotic flora and fauna type stamps, which were pretty enough, but not sensational enough to make any impact on the international stamp collecting market. So he realized he needed to do something which was going to get more attention. And he started producing really quite wacky ideas. He did a series of Buddhist banners printed on silk, a range of scented stamps, some die stamp plastic three-dimensional stamps representing traditional Bhutanese sculptures. And then the crowning glory, really, in 1972, he had the idea of doing these talking stamps.
The Kingdom of Bhutan. Drugyul, or Land of Dragons, is a landlocked country of 18,000 square miles.
And so there's Bert Todd's voice on a stamp?
Yes, one of the stamps, most of them did Bhutanese folk songs, but two of them did potted thumbnail histories of the country. One of them in Jonka, which is the local language, and the other one, which was narrated by Todd in English.
The Bhutanese people, numbering approximately 1 million, are a strong and well-built race, whose religion is Buddhism.
A very effective narrator.
Indeed, wasn't he? And really good audio quality, too, when you consider...
that it's a stamp.
Right.
Yes. Were the stamps successful as a fundraising idea?
Yes, they were. They didn't reprint them. It was a one-off, but I believe they sold about 300,000 sets.
And today, as a, if I might put it this way, mere collectible, how much are these stamps worth?
About £300 in English money.
£300 is worth about $430 US, right about now.
Right. And they're going up. You know, I mean, 5 years ago, they were worth a fraction of that. And the reason they've gone up so much in price, I think, is you've not only got stamp collectors appreciating them now, but the angle from which I was originally interested in, people who are collecting vinyl as well, because... And so you've got this perfect Venn diagram of obsessive stamp collectors and obsessive vinyl collectors driving the price up.
Can you play them?
Yes, you can. If they're interested, you know, if they're in good nick, if they're in good condition, you can absolutely still play them. And if actually, I'm told you can still use them if you find yourself in Bhutan and need to send an airmail letter and have one of these stamps, they will honour it.
A lot of money to say, wish you were here.
Sure.
Chris May is a journalist who's written about Bhutan's playable postage stamps for thevinylfactory.com. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure. Bhutan.